Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A man crossing Broad Street in North Philly was killed by a hit-and-run driver last night. Police say they have the car, but they're still looking for the driver. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports from police headquarters.
According to Philly police, the 56-year-old man was crossing North Broad in the middle of the block near West Pike Street around 7:30 Sunday when he was hit in the center median. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Inspector D.F. Pace says abundant evidence allowed investigators to track the car down quickly.
There are a number of cameras in this area, and the vehicle itself left portions of the vehicle on the roadway. Based on that, we were able to identify the vehicle, and we were able to locate it, and it is currently in police custody.
Police have not yet found the driver of that car, and they could not comment on whether they were driving recklessly or speeding at the time of the crash. Inspector Pace says if you're a pedestrian walking late at night, you need to be careful.
The crosswalks are there for a reason. Those are the designated places where people who wish to cross should be crossing. When they are crossing in those areas, they do have the right of way, provided, of course, that they also have the light.
Police have not identified the victim. At police headquarters, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's been a year since the war in Gaza began, and the ripple effects are still being felt here at home. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams explains.
As the death toll rises in Gaza and across the West Bank, the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in our area have been frustrating. According to Esther Kutas, executive director of the Philadelphia Holocaust Memorial Foundation, she says since October 7th, incidents at the Holocaust Memorial Plaza has risen from 2 per year to 5.
We have seen far left anti-Semitism too happening at the site, equating Jews to Nazis, blaming American Jews for committing genocide in Israel.
She says they've had to deal with swastikas and defaced Israeli flags, to name a few. And although the conflict is taking place in the Middle East, she says many people believe that American Jews are to blame for this war.
This, we have to be clear, is a form of anti-Semitism. Israel is an independent country with its own residents. It's a democracy that I'm sure has many flaws. What they do and how they conduct themselves has nothing to do with the American Jews here.
Visits to the site have fallen. As she says, having daily police and security is not possible. She hopes we can better educate the youth about modern-day Israel and its connection to the Holocaust. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Are you struggling to make ends meet? Are you trying to dig out from a mountain of credit card debt? Well, new research finds that most of us don't feel comfortable talking about our money problems with our loved ones. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from an economist who says the taboo topic should not be off limits.
We found that Americans are not good at talking about money, unfortunately.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says 62% of us are uncomfortable talking about our bank accounts with loved ones.
People would rather talk about things like their weight, their political views, their religious views. They'd rather talk about that than banking and credit card topics.
Younger adults are more likely to talk about their finances than older generations.
It does seem that young adults are getting more comfortable sharing things. You know, some of it is the share everything, social media kind of generation. One aspect that young adults are especially likely to talk about is their salary. And there has been a big push for salary transparency in recent years.
Rossman says you should break the stigma of talking about money with friends and family, especially as spending ramps up for the holidays. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.